It's 91.7 KXT. My name is Amy, and today I'm happy to welcome Swedish duo First Aid Kit into our studio. They have a new album out called Stay Gold and are playing a sold-out show tonight at the Granada Theater. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So you guys are going to play a couple songs for us today. Which one are you going to start with?
The title track of our new record, Stay Gold.
Okay, take it away.
The sun shone high those few summer days, left us in a soft, wide-eyed haze. It shone like gold. It shone like gold. But just as the moon, it shall stray. So dawn goes down today. No gold can stay. No gold can stay. What if my hard work ends in despair? What if the road won't take me there? Oh, I wish for once could stay gold. What if to love and be loved's not enough? What if I fall and can't bear to get up? Oh, I wish for once could stay gold. Could stay gold. Top of that mountain we wanted to stand, with hearts of gold, with hearts of gold. But there is only forward, no other way. Tomorrow is your hope at the end of the day, and gold turns gray. And gold turns gray. What if my hard work ends in despair? What if the road won't take me there? Oh, I wish for once could stay gold. What if to love and be loved's not enough? What if I fall and can't bear to get up? Oh, I wish for once could stay gold. Could stay gold. Oh. Fall and form a bridge of memories where I can get back all of my dreams. They fall and form a bridge of memories where I can get back to you. Won't take me there. Oh, I wish for once we could stay gold. What if to love and be loved's not enough? What if I fall and can't bear to get up? Oh, I wish for once we could stay gold. We could stay gold. Oh.
Thank you guys so much. That was the title track from First Aid Kit's new album, Stay Gold, one of my favorite songs on the album. And, you know, I noticed listening to this album, it kind of stands out against the rest of your discography. There's a fuller sound. You have strings on it. Is that something you went into the studio conscious of? Did you want to change up your sound a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you always want to try something new. You don't want to go into the studio and make the same kind of record you just made. You know, you want to try something different, and for us it just made sense to try and have more string arrangements and stuff like that, and just kind of experiment with it. We didn't consciously go in and say, okay, we want it to sound bigger, but the songs kind of just needed it, we felt, and also it was just fun to see what that does to the songs.
Yeah, I mean, has that changed up your live show at all? Can people expect to hear some strings on stage with you tonight at all?
No, we're still a four-piece on stage, so we try to keep it simple. It's a totally different experience seeing us live than listening to the record.
Yeah.
Well, aside from the different instrumentation on the album, I also noticed that the lyrics have a little more personal touch to them. I mean, I listen to your old songs, and a lot of them are kind of fictional to me, but there's a lot of I and we in this album, mm-hmm. and they seem almost autobiographical. Would you say that's true?
No, I mean, I think we had more obvious characters in the previous records, mm-hmm. but I still think that we write through characters, and not everything is, you know, about us.
No.
Morris on this record, but it's still, you know, a lot of fiction in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We just didn't happen to write about housewives or middle-aged men on this record, no. which we have before, but that doesn't mean we won't do it again.
No.
We're really into storytelling.
Yeah.
And which one of you is responsible for the bulk of the lyrical content? Or do you share those duties?
Yeah, we share.
Yeah.
We share.
Yeah. Do you find it easier to write songs about other people than you would yourself? I know a lot of people do.
I don't know, honestly. I mean, it's hard to say. It's hard to say where anything comes from or how it happens or if it's easier to write. I don't know. Okay. I mean, you have to have kind of courage, to write about your own life. And it's definitely hard to write about things that maybe are uncomfortable to you or that you don't want to be true, but you know are, but then it helps you in the end to write about it.
Well, I know you guys grew up and you're big fans of Bright Eyes, and earlier this year you went into the studio with him and recorded backing vocals for several tracks on his new album, Upside Down Mountain. What was that experience like for you guys?
It was great. It was a dream come true. Something we've always wanted to do, and we've talked with Connor about it for a long time.
Yeah.
And he sang on our last record. We wrote a song together on The Lion's Roar.
We've kind of been friends now for a while, so I think it's if you've had asked our, you know, like when we were like 14 and 16, if we'd said come and record with Connor in the studio, I think we would have just freaked out. But you know, by now that we've actually gotten to work together a lot and tour together and just be friends, it's a different kind of thing. But you know, you're always aware of the fact that like this is a huge deal. I mean, it is. We're so super honored to be on his record.
Great. Well, I'm going to ask one last question before we hear another song from you. I was on your Facebook page this morning, and I saw that they have made a postage stamp of you guys over in Sweden. Can you tell me how that came about?
I think they just like picked out certain Swedish artists, and had them on stamps. We just asked to do it.
And like, they said, "Well, that's kind of too strange to not say yes to."
Yeah, you know,
it's very weird.
Yeah.
Are you going to be writing a lot more letters now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually writing a lot of letters right now back home, so... But I don't know if I'd actually want to use my own kind of face.
It would be weird. No. Stamp. It'd be kind of strange.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to hear another song from you. Which one are you going to play for us next?
My Silver Lining.
Yes.
Tired of looking for answers. Take me someplace where there's music and there's laughter. I don't know if I'm scared of dying, but I'm scared of living too fast, too slow. Regret, remorse, hold on, oh no, I've gotta go. There's no starting over, no new beginnings, time raises on. You just gotta keep on keeping on. Gotta keep on going, looking straight out on the road. Can't worry about what's behind you, what's coming for you further up the road. Try not to hold on to what is gone. I try to do right what is wrong. I try to keep on keeping on. Yeah, I just keep on keeping on. I hear a voice calling out for me. Shackles I made in an attempt to be free. Be it for reason, be it for love, I won't take the easy road. woken up in a hotel room. My worries as big as the moon. Having no idea who or what or where I am. Something good comes with the bad. The song's never just sad. There's hope, there's a silver line. Show me my silver line. Show me my silver line. I hear a voice calling, calling out for me. These shackles I made in the town to be free. Being free, sir, being for love. I won't take the easy road. I won't take the easy road, the easy road, the easy road. Oh, I won't take the easy road, the easy road, the easy road. Oh, ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, try to keep on keeping on. Show me my silver line. Try to keep on keeping on. Show me my silver line. Try to keep on keeping on. Show me my silver line. I try to keep on keeping on.
It's First Aid Kit performing in our studio today on KXT. Thank you guys so much for coming in. That was great. They have a sold-out show tonight at the Granada Theater and a new album out called Stay Gold. I also want to thank Jason Writings for sponsoring our live session today. And, of course, thank you guys again. That was wonderful.
Thank you.